And we talking the cleanup April 18th. Look, I'm going to need y'all to be outside for the big community cleanup this year. And salute to MMSD. Bill is in the studio. And I'll tell you this, when I see Bill, I love him when he comes through because he talks. He's from broadcasting. He's from the broadcasting field.
Speaks the language.
Yeah, so he speaks the language. And so, you know, he's been on the show multiple times. But this year, MMSD is sponsoring the cleanup, the 2026 Big Community Cleanup, Tory Lowe Community Cleanup. And I am excited because now we getting the full service at MLK Elementary School. And I just want to make sure that we know what the community needs to bring, Bill.
Sure.
First of all, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. Hey, it's Milwaukee.
Excellent.
And so when we talk about MMSD, kind of give everybody an overall idea of the operations that y'all do on a day-to-day basis.
Sure. And the elevator speech is pretty simple. We do wastewater treatment and flood management, trying to reduce the risk of flooding in the area and the region. And we serve 29 communities, about 1.1 million people. And we have two treatment plants for the region, one Jones Island, the other one being South Shore.
Mm-hmm.
And those treatment plants aren't designed to remove everything that gets poured down a drain.
Right.
Or flushed down a toilet or in a shower stall, whatever the case may be. So some chemicals and compounds can go through the plants and out to the lake, which is our source of drinking water. So to help protect the environment, to help protect Lake Michigan, to help protect your home and your family, we have a household hazardous waste program we've been doing since 1997.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives people somewhere to take all these nasty chemicals and stuff that can pose a hazard, a poisoning hazard for young kids, but also some of the other things can cause a fire hazard, like a lithium ion battery can just start on fire.
Right.
We've seen it. And those are things we take and happy to do so and dispose of them properly. A lot of stuff gets recycled. But more importantly, we keep it out of the environment, keep it out of our waterways.
So on April 18th, we'll have the mobile unit out at the MLK Elementary School and things to bring rechargeable batteries, propane tanks, paints, solvents, stain removers, things like that, oil, gas, antifreeze, automotive fluids, fluorescent light bulbs, those long fluorescent light bulbs.
Yep. Yeah, they have mercury in them.
Yeah, and usually people just have them sitting in the basement or in the garage.
Yeah, and that's not something you want to breathe in if they break.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with the little small curly Q ones.
Okay.
They're called compact fluorescents. We'll take those as well.
And some people, they try to throw those in the garbage. You know, like, oh, this bulb is blown. I'm going to just throw this in the trash.
And they break when they're in the trash. And then you're getting mercury all over whatever else is in that garbage bag. And potentially if the bag breaks, then it's in all over the truck. It's not good because the landfills have what's called a leachate system at the bottom. And it's clay and some other stuff that doesn't allow water and chemicals to sift through into the groundwater.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that leachate system gets collected, and that material goes into a sewer, which then comes to the treatment plant. So that's another reason why we want to keep it out of the garbage as well.
How important it is for us to make sure that we go through the process of getting rid of those household chemicals the right way, you know, because a lot of people, they'll have to pay to actually get rid of a lot of this.
Yeah.
But on April 18th, all they have to do is simply pull up.
Show up.
From 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yeah.
At MLK Elementary School right here in the city of Milwaukee. And people will just pull up with the vehicle. You don't even have to get out.
Nope. You can stay right in your car. Matter of fact, we want you to stay in your car.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's very, very easy. Put your stuff in a box if you can. If you have a hatchback where the hatch flips open, you just open that after you stop where they tell you to, and they'll grab the box or whatever you have, dozens of paint cans if that's the case,
mm-hmm.
And they'll unload it, shut your hatch, and boom, you're on your way.
So when you say paint cans, like things with leftover paint?
Yep. Yeah, so we don't – latex paint is not necessarily hazardous once it dries out. So mm-hmm. if you have a can that's completely dried out, that doesn't need to come to us.
Okay.
And that'll help save us money for the overall program.
Okay.
The latex paint can that is dried out, make sure the lid's off, but that can go in the garbage.
Okay.
If the people collecting garbage see there's a lid on it, they won't take it because they don't know if it's dried out.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're not, you know, it's just something easy to do. But oil-based paint and all that, that all needs to come to us. That stays hazardous, even if it's a dry can.
Well, I'll say this. I think this is a great service for the city of Milwaukee, especially many times when it's spring cleaning. You get in the garage and you get to cleaning the garage. You start seeing old oil cans, things with oil in it, old things that you're not using anymore.
Yeah.
44D cans, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, you just, okay, I'm going to just, then you just kind of collect it in a little pile.
Yeah. Or gas that goes bad from right. sitting in a lawnmower or a snowblower for, you know, a season where it's not being
motor
used.
Motor oil that you ain't even finna use from the old car.
Right.
You got a new car and you got the old oil just yeah. sitting off to the side, you know.
Yeah.
These are the things that I want to make sure that people understand that this is a service that is going to help you get rid of a lot of the things that you may have just sitting around piling up in yep. the basement, in the garage. And many times when you get an opportunity to get rid of those things, it's going to save you money and save you time.
It is. And our program is extremely reasonable household in Milwaukee County. And it's only open for Milwaukee County residents.
Right.
But a household in Milwaukee County pays this year, it'll be $5.30 for the entire year for unlimited use
oh,
for
wow.
the program. So not only are we going to have this one-day mobile collection,
mm-hmm.
but there are three facilities open all year, and that one in Menominee Falls, and then one at 38th and Lincoln in Milwaukee,
that's
and another one at 13th and College in Milwaukee.
Now, these facilities, there's three facilities,
mm-hmm.
and – you know, when we talk about, because I'm going to be visiting the facility tomorrow.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get over there, you know. Yeah. But like I said, this is stuff that goes on every day. People, especially when it starts to get to springtime, many times a lot of people, they'll say, okay, I can't make it to these locations. Yeah. Well, this is your opportunity to get to my MLK Elementary School right off of Martin Luther King. And I tell you this, it's going to be a long day. And you don't, and if you're not participating in the cleanup, all you got to do is just pull up with the hazardous materials to just drop them off.
Yep, that's it. And if you know, if your neighbor's going, that's fine. If your neighbor says, yeah, I'll take your stuff, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring it. We don't allow any business in the
right.
program.
So no business.
No businesses. Uh-huh. We legally can only accept waste that's generated by households. And
okay.
There are different rules at the federal and state level for even transporting
oh, wow.
waste that's generated by a household versus if it's generated by a business or anything else. The rules are much more strict for any waste that's not generated by a household. They're relaxed for household.
Mm, you could just throw it in the van, in the trunk, and just drive up and
you
get
can
rid
go.
Of it.
Whereas a business, you're supposed to have a special license for the actual vehicle.
Oh,
it has
wow.
to be rated. And you have to have a special stamp or whatever it is for your driver's license. There's just a bunch of different rules if it's business related. They relax that for, you know, the average person to be able to keep their home safe and bring us that stuff and keep it out of the environment too. We want to make it as easy as possible. That's my goal running the program. I want to make it as easy as possible. We have the three open all year, but we could use one more, and it becomes a little tricky because mm-hmm. not everybody wants this in their backyard.
Right. I'll tell you this. Over the years, I've seen so much of the things, these hazardous things laying around, you know, where kids can get into it. You know, they may take a trip downstairs or take a trip into the garage. You're not even thinking about this. This is the stuff that's off to the side in the garage, in the basement. And
under your sink, in the kitchen.
It could be a poisonous thing that could take place too.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah. Yeah. Some, you know, some of the things that we don't take are electronics.
Okay.
And that gets tricky because it's actually illegal in the state of Wisconsin to put electronics in the garbage.
Right. And like television, like TVs. Like
TVs, those radios.
Those Black Friday TVs that they got, the 60-inch screen that don't work no more.
For $40, yeah.
Yeah.
The disposable ones.
They gave them out. Now they don't work. You can't.
You get what you pay for.
You can't even. You can't even get rid of them now.
No.
So don't bring those. Don't bring the TV.
Yeah, you got to wait for an electronics recycling event.
Okay.
To get rid of those. And unfortunately, you know, sometimes those cost $10, $20, $30 just to get rid of one TV.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's why, you know, this program's such a good public service at a very decent cost. And for less than what you can get one drink at Starbucks in some cases. Mm. You get the whole year of service in this program. And, some of the communities or counties, I should say, to the north of us, for example, Washington and Ozaukee, they don't have as robust of a program.
Mm-hmm.
So we get calls all the time. Why can't we take part in your program? And that's because only Milwaukee County residents pay for it.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is a service that's only for us.
Right.
And we should take advantage of, especially when you're talking about spring cleaning. You know. This is the best time. And like I said, the big community cleanup is coming. Hey, look, when we come back, we got Bill, Public Information Manager from MMSD, in studio, Truth Nation. Stay locked in. Oh, look, we talking the Tory Lowe Truth Community Cleanup coming April 18th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. But we got MMSD that'll be outside ready to get all of your household hazard material from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at MLK Elementary School off Martin Luther King right here on the north side. We cannot wait to the 18th because we're going to beautify the city. We got Bill, Public Information Manager at MMSD, in studio. And Bill, what does it mean to just be a part of beautifying the city? Many times when we talk about our community, we talk about taxes, we talk about different things that the city can do for us or resources. But we as people, we can do something too as well.
Absolutely. And you know what? It completely contributes to the quality of life for everybody around you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the one who's throwing garbage out your window, that shame on you. Everybody else has got to look at that.
Right.
And deal with it. And it, you know, I always think back to, because I've lived a few places in my life, I always think back to, where have I been where tourists, for example, come in and be like, how do you live here? It's so dirty. And there's garbage everywhere. And that's what I want to prevent. And I want to make it as easy as possible. If I could, I would set up basketball hoops sort of at every intersection. Hey, throw your garbage in here instead of just out on the street.
Right.
Make it easy. But yeah, quality of life, it's about having pride in your community, your neighborhood. And you see it when people start taking pride like that, you notice others saying, hey, I'm going to do that too. I want my neighborhood to look good. I want this area to look good. I want it to be nice for everybody who comes through, everybody who lives here. And it to me, it's a no-brainer.
Reese is in the chat. She says, will they be able to empty gas can and old gas? What's the address?
You got it. We, if you have old gas in a can that you think has gone bad and you just don't want to put it in your lawnmower or whatever, you can bring the can to us and just tell them, hey, can I get the can back? And they will take it. They will empty it out and hand you the can back, and boom, you're on your way.
And Andrew, can we run a list of the stops? Can you just run the list of the stops for this year's cleanup from A to B? This is where I say when you talk about dealing with the community. There's going to be a lot of different things happening on April 18th. And salute to MMSD, our presenting sponsor. They're going to have the mobile vehicle out there from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Martin Luther King Elementary School. And when we talk about just making sure that we do our part, this is not – okay, there's a difference between what you can throw in the garbage can and what you should drop off at a mobile hazardous material center.
Yeah, when you throw chemicals and even metals that can be in various products, those can get in – when they get into the landfill – they can end up getting into the liquid that collects at the bottom of the landfill, and that goes to a sewer, which then comes to the treatment plants. It goes to the treatment plants, which aren't designed to remove some of those things. So again, it creates the potential for those chemicals and nasty stuff to go through the plant and out to the lake, which we don't want. And you know, people who love to fish and swim and get their drinking water from the lake, they all appreciate that.
And it's all to us to make sure that we stop that from happening, the contamination.
It is. And, Tori, I'm still a little shocked when I hear people, and I hear it, about people who catch a neighbor or something who they're changing their oil and they don't know that that storm drain out in the street goes directly to the nearest creek, stream, or river. It doesn't go to the treatment plant in many cases. So when you do that, you're creating an oil slick on the river, and then everybody else has got to deal with that, and that's not good.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary School, 3275 North 3rd Street. 3275 North 3rd Street is where the mobile setup.
Yeah.
It's going to be – you can start early as 8 a.m. all the way to 2 p.m.
Yeah. My experience with these and all of them is, especially with the mobiles, we'll get a crowd 20, 30 minutes before the collection even starts, and there'll be a line that forms.
Right.
But then 30 minutes after the collection starts, you can just zip right in and zip, and it goes really quickly. We get that build up at the beginning. Of people who just really want to be the first in line.
And so get it over with.
I guess my point is
they've been waiting to
give it a few
minutes
before you come in so you don't have to sit in that line.
And this is this is citywide. This is Milwaukee County.
It's all Milwaukee County residents.
This is all Milwaukee County. Yep. Anybody from Milwaukee County can come out on April 18th and drop off hazardous materials.
Yes.
And when I tell you this is a great thing to add to the community cleanup, let's say you can't make the cleanup, but you can drop off. Come out, drop off. We want to make sure that we have resources and things in play to help you with your spring cleaning this year.
And not to mention, if you time it right, you can get a free something to eat, too.
If you come at the end, at the elementary school, at the last stop, we'll be at the elementary school, the last stop from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., and, hey, we'll have food. We'll have food for those that are signed up. You got to register. You got to go to ToriLoCleanup.com to register. Make sure you register, because if you come and you don't register, we may not have a proper head count.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to register so we can get the head count so we know how much to have.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why it's important to go to ToriLoCleanup.com and make sure you register for one or two or all three locations and make sure that you participate in the biggest community cleanup of 2026. Is going to be powerful. And I appreciate MMSD for adding this element, because there are people that don't know what to do with that stuff. It's been piling up for a while now. And it's just time to clean. It's time to get all that clutter out the garage, out of the basement. It's time. And this is the opportunity. It don't cost you nothing. Pull up. They'll just grab it out the car. You don't even got to get out.
Yeah, and you don't have to register to do the hazmat collection.
You don't have to register for that.
Yeah. 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 So it's a great program. Proud to be involved with it. And we've collected millions of pounds of chemicals and other compounds over the years. And we keep expanding our list of things. You know, paint is one of the biggest things we get in. But we've expanded to propane tanks, for example, the little 1-pounders used for camping. the 20 pounders that are used for for gas grills. We'll take those now. And the company we work with actually bought the equipment to extract whatever gas is left over in those cylinders. Mm. And they will then use that gas to power their forklifts. Or if they have enough, they'll use it to heat some of their buildings at the property where they do a lot of this recycling and repackaging of what comes in. Mm-hmm. So it's a great thing to be able to do that. And prior to that, you couldn't get rid of propane tanks around here. There used to be a company that would do it for a charge, but they stopped. And so we were getting tons of calls. What's going on? Like, where could we take these? And the answer was, don't know. Can't tell you. But we provided a solution to that starting last year, and it's been going great.
So once again, things to bring.
Yes. Anything you use for painting, mm-hmm. automotive fluids.
Eddie, all your paint?
Pretty much.
Eddie been sniffing that paint. Time to get rid of it, Eddie.
Trying to quit. yeah, paint. You know, driveway sealer, old fertilizer, although with what's going on right now with petroleum, fertilizer is way expensive right now. Hairspray. You'd be surprised at the crazy stuff we get in. Like, hey, my husband just died. He was a science teacher. He has all these frogs and glass jars of formaldehyde.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And can we bring those? Yeah, you can.
Oh, wow. They're kinky. Scientific.
Mercury. We've had people bring in mason jars half full of mercury because, again, somebody in their family was a science teacher at one point or something. Who knows how they got it? But if you have old thermometers, those have mercury in them.
Those old school now they got phones now, so they don't even need thermometers. But I've seen a lot of them sitting around.
Yeah, so we'll take those.
Okay.
And those are great to get out of your house. And then the digital thermometers are pretty mm-hmm. harmless, except mm-hmm. for, you know, there's electronics, which has some metals. But vape equipment, we'll take that. We do not deal with the THC vape equipment, but anything that's nicotine-related, mm-hmm. including the actual vape devices that have a rechargeable lithium-ion battery in them. Mm-hmm. They'll smash those open and get the battery out and dispose of the rest properly. But even the liquid nicotine is hazardous. If you think about, and not a lot of people give it any thought, even rubbing alcohol is a flammable. It's if you're not using it, then you don't need it. Something you may want to think about getting out of your house. All kinds of things.
So make sure
gas. Yeah,
the gas, antifreeze, motor oil, any automotive fluids, stain removers.
Yep.
Solvents. Fluorescent light bulbs, you know, just the things that just laying in the corner that you've been sitting there and you need to get rid of.
Yeah. Make your house safer, make your family safer, and get rid of some of these things that, let's face it, a lot of times they're nothing but dust collectors. And they sit in that corner for years and years, and I'm guilty of it. I'm like, I'll use that one day. Mm-hmm. Why would I throw it out so I have to spend another $20 on something later? I'm guilty of it too.
Hey, look, also, we're not doing the TVs or the electronics.
Yeah, no, we can't do electronics, and we do have – if you go on our website, which is just MMSD.com, mm-hmm. And you find the home hazmat information, there's a list of things that we do take and a list of things we do not take. And I've tried to populate – for the things we don't take, I've tried to populate that page with here's where you can take those things, like appliances and dehumidifiers mm-hmm. and things like that. So there's at least some solutions there for you. If you have those, we can't take them, but trying to provide
something
a resource.
Interesting I see is people are doing prescription drugs. They're dumping the prescription drugs or something like that.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
No prescription drugs. You have to be able to collect prescriptions, you have to have law enforcement there. to accept them.
Okay.
So that's why we set up a program years ago. We used to do medicine collections. And then we got the police so heavily involved that now there's drop boxes at police stations and pharmacies. And those have special handling regulations for who can empty those boxes. And if you need more information on that, it's Take Back My Meds. They have a pretty extensive list of places. You just put in your zip code, and it'll show you everywhere close to you where you can drop off prescription drugs as well.
Well, Bill, I will definitely see you tomorrow at the facility.
Yeah.
At the MMSD facility. I cannot wait to see the facility tomorrow. It'll be my first time. But before we run the break, I want to get your final thoughts and what you want the community to know. Was there anything that we missed in the conversation?
No. Just it's amazing how many people don't know this program exists.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's been going on since 1997, and it really is a great public service and a very cost-effective one. So use it. I wish we had, you know, like bank support, so we could have a collection center on every corner like the banks do. But we have the three open all year, and hoping to get another one.
That's what's up.
Yep.
Bill Graffin, Public Information Manager at MMSD, in studio. Hey, the big Tory Lowe Truth Community Cleanup is coming April 18th. MMSD presenting sponsor this year. Mobile unit going to be out at MLK Elementary School, and it's going to be out there from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is a perfect chance to kind of keep your house safe from hazardous materials.
Yep, and fire hazards.
Extinguishers?
No.
Okay.
But fire hazards, like the lithium-ion batteries
that can catch fire.
Yeah, bring them to us, and we'll take that threat out of your house.
All right. Well, it's going to be at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary School, 3275 North 3rd Street. This is going to be going on from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Just pull up. You don't have to get out. They're going to have you taken care of. Out, get it out and get out the way. Get back to the house.
Yep.
We appreciate everybody that wants to keep their community safe, that will be participating and beautifying our city. April 18th, starting at 8 a.m. Go to ToryLowCleanup.com for more information. And once again, we appreciate you, Bill. As always. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait.
Puff!
Take care of your family and take care of the lake and